Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
No, it is not. It's Thanksgiving time.
I got my decorations up.
Nope.
Yeah, dude.
Nope.
It's Thanksgiving week. You're allowed to have your tree up.
Nope.
Yard art.
Uh-uh.
Santa hat.
Debatable.
In public.
Debatable. Maybe right after dinner you can throw on the Santa hat.
What about a nice quirky Christmas t-shirt? I saw one that said Big Nick Energy with a Santa Claus on it.
I get that ad too.
It's a good one.
It's all right.
Yeah.
No, you got to wear Turkey Day stuff. They got the nice button-down bowling shirt that looks like a turkey. I think my dad got one.
Jesus, of course Tim got one.
Yeah, of course he did.
Good God.
Yeah.
All right.
We look adorable in it.
Let's go number five all the way down to our favorite side.
So is this just five sides, like them all equally, or are we going five?
No. In order.
One's your favorite.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You save the best for last, baby.
All right.
And this is like if you're at an imaginary fantasy Thanksgiving gathering,
mm-hmm.
and they have every side available.
Yep.
But you can only fit five on your big-ass plate.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you grabbing first? That's number one. That's the one we get to last.
I think number five for me would be the bread. Whatever's roll.
Any bread?
The roll, the bread.
You can
biscuit.
Pick the bread, Will.
You can pick.
Yeah.
I would go with a nice hollow roll.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Yeah. You have to get that from a specialty bakery, but this is my fantasy.
I understand.
So that's what I would go with. That would be number five.
I like that. Nice, controversial roll.
That's right.
In the current climate.
I support Israel.
Making real choices at the dinner table. All right.
Yeah. Opens the room for discussion and debate at the
which
table.
Which is the best time to have it at Thanksgiving
absolutely.
Dinner.
Absolutely.
One of your family members is like, looks like that roll is colonizing your plate.
That's right.
what about you, Jeff? What's number five for you?
I did corn something, ooh. Whether it's corn bread, corn souffle, corn something. I just like corn something.
And
on
you throw down in the kitchen too.
I've seen you.
I've seen you, Dad.
What about like the corn on the cob? Does that count, or does that have to be something?
It's a lazy version
corn?
Of it, but yeah, it's a corn something.
So that would count. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just like corn.
Just like me, he wants to elevate a basic item. Like I have my menu pulled up at my house that I've actually created. It looks like a very fine dining restaurant menu. I was telling Jeff during the break, I actually have a Bell Kitchen logo I made and everything. I was bored last night, you know? Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. And it was easy for me to just pull up my menu so I could pick my sides right off of mine. But I have way more than five sides at my house this Thursday. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sides.
Damn, that's a lot of sides.
Yeah, dude.
How many people you have it over?
Four.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot of sides.
Okay. So yeah. I'm happy I got to see the skinnier Johnny because next week may not be the case.
No, I'll be fasting again on Sunday. I just did a 37-hour fast. I came off of it today at 1 o'clock. Dropped 10 pounds almost in 37 hours. And I'll probably gain 7 of that back. That's how it works.
Those sides will go right to your sides.
Sure. And then next week, I'm going on a Virgin cruise for 8 days. So this Monday and Sunday and Monday, I'll be fasting again to poop out all the Thanksgiving. number five side for me, and this is tough because all my sides are fantastic. I love them. But I'm going to go mac and cheese as my number five. And it's got to be good mac and cheese. And Daddy's mac and cheese is good mac and cheese.
It is good. I've had it many times. Delicious.
It's creamy, baby. So many people make trash ass mac and cheese.
True.
And they brag. They're like, as soon as you say something whack ass like, this is my mom's recipe, boo, I don't want to eat it. Because chances are your mom cooked it in the 80s and the 70s, and nobody cooked good back then. Nobody. Because they were coming, anybody coming off of the boomer age, like the kids of the boomers, like, you know, Gen X, I mean, I'm saying probably boomers and old Gen X. I think I'm that too.
You are.
My point is, there was bad food after World War II. People just were making TV dinners and all kinds of crap. People are better at cooking now. People are better at everything now. Sorry. I don't want to hear about... Look, the good old days, it's relevant in some ways. But not when it comes to food. So mac and cheese is my number five.
Well, number four for me
yeah.
is mac and cheese.
Oh, there you go.
It's important. Now, it's a very southern thing, though, too. Yeah. I don't think they do mac and cheese up in the, you know, northeast, right?
No.
Not really.
I don't think you see it on a lot of the spreads up there. It's definitely once you hit the south of the Mason-Dixon, you see it on...
So good.
Yeah, holiday dinners, but...
I was going to make it, but I'm just too lazy. I'm responsible for the stuffing.
Yeah.
And that's pretty easy. I think I got that locked down.
Okay.
But I just don't know if I want to take on another item.
I got you. Number four is mac and cheese.
Oh, wait. Before you move on, though.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on, like, I was going to make, like, a lobster or a crab mac and cheese. If you see that for Thanksgiving, is that too much or is it not enough?
The problem is... It might not be a banger for everybody, depending on how many people are there. Because some people don't like seafood. Some people don't like,
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, do you want to throw in like a seafood funkiness to a side dish?
I don't know. I kind of feel like...
I think lobster, you can get away with it.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, like oysters sound acceptable for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because
for
they
me.
Do oyster and dressing all the time.
Yes.
And I don't want to correct you, but it is... Dressing and not stuffing because you're not putting it in the bird.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but I'm okay if you call it stuffing because it's like the English language. A lot of words mean things that they aren't.
The box I got says stuffing, but I guess they intend for you to stuff it in the bird.
They want you to shove it in.
Yeah. Well, you are going to stuff it in a turkey, and that turkey is you.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
But yeah, you put oyster in stuffings and so on is classic. So I think lobster mac and cheese, if you're bringing that to a party, I don't think people... Some people may not eat it, but nobody's going to complain that you brought lobster.
Oh, you elevated it. Yeah. Yeah.
You might have to do two. You might have to do, if you're going to do the lobster, you probably have to do one with just plain for everybody else.
Also, if there's a vegetarian, because I have a stupid vegetarian at my house every year that you know quite well, and I have to make sure that there's vegetarian options, you know. So a lot of my sides, she loves the sides, you know, and. I also have to do two versions of my stuffing because my stuffing has a ton of sausage in it.
I was about to say, you put sausage in it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I do breakfast sausage. That's
what you get
secret.
The sage for, isn't it?
Well, yes.
All right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, my stuffing is I'll put it up against Bobby Flay's. There, I said it. I don't care. I'll put up against anybody's. And I've given this recipe every year, and the listeners make it, and they rave over it. It's the best, and it's simple. I fry sage leaves. And butter. I just fry them until they're nice and crispy. And then I put them over on a little napkin to dry. And then I take that sagey butter and I use that as the base of not only my stuffing, but for some other sides too. But yeah, then I take and I sweat my onions and my celery. I also chop up apples and pears and I put that in there with that sagey butter. And then I use that along with chicken stock with my breadcrumbs, and then I also use breakfast sausage, and I kind of build my stuffing with that. So you get a lot of sage, and then after I serve the stuffing, I serve it garnished with the fried sage leaves, and
it's good.
Very good.
It sounds good.
And it's moist. People don't understand that stuffing should not be dry. You shouldn't be able to cut it in a square and hold it like a brownie. You know what I mean? It needs to be a little bit moist, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So your consistency when you're adding chicken stock, it should be wet, like wet sand. You know what I mean? Like it should be very wet before you put it in. And I stopped using a binder like probably 3 years ago. I used to put one egg in there.
Yeah.
It just thickens it up too much. Nah. Just let the bread be the bread, man. It's good. It's on my list, too. We'll get to it in a minute. What's your number four, Jeff?
My number four is green beans.
Green beans.
I don't even need it in a casserole. Ooh, I'm just saying sometimes because you get all of the heavy stuff on there on your plate, which is delicious, and I'm here for it. But, like, just that fresh green bean just kind of breaks up all of the heaviness on the plate and makes me feel like I'm healthy. And that is my number four. I love it on a plate, and I love it kind of as almost like a palate cleanser. I like it.
Could not disagree more.
That is a controversial take. I understand what you're saying.
Any other meal, I'd be on board with the healthy element and the cleansing of the palate and whatnot. But Thanksgiving is about gluttony, and everything should have bacon or heavy cream or both incorporated if you can. There is no my wife said something like that the other day, almost caused us a really, really bad fight, and we haven't been married a year. She said something like, should we do broccoli or Brussels sprouts or something, you know, something more green on the plate? I'm like, shut your mouth, whore. No, green beans are great, but it's green bean casserole. It's Thanksgiving.
Agreed.
And I do not cook out of a can. And look, if you're one of those people, because your mama taught you that green bean casserole is made with French's onions and Campbell's soup mix, good for you. But for other people like myself, you should be able to create green bean casserole from scratch using butter and heavy cream and flour and fresh green beans, not canned. Canned green beans? What is this, an apocalypse? What, do you not like your family? Why would you? Why would you? Number four for me. It's tough, man. Like, I can almost do any order here. Number four for me is going to be, and this is probably not a common dish. I mean, it's just something that I throw together once in a while. And it's my brown butter and sage sweet potatoes with whipped goat cheese.
With goat, yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
As you do.
You know? but look, folks, I'm sure you're not just buying goat cheese out there. And it's a cheese you got to be careful with. You know, it's pretty tart. But sweet potatoes. Too many people just go the easy route. You buy a can of yams and you throw them in there with some marshmallows. I made some candied yams. I put some brown sugar in. Stop it. Stop it, Aunt Linda, okay? Get you some real sweet potatoes. Cube them up. All right? Give them a nice blanch or steam them. Get them about 75%. And you're going to put them in a nice sheet pan. And you're going to toss them in that sage butter that we created earlier for the stuffing. You're going to set some aside. But then you're also going to, you're going to brown that butter just a little bit. You're going to save it to the side, throw it back in there, and you're going to cook it down on low heat until it gets a little toasty, almost burnt. Then you're going to toss it all on them in them sweet potatoes. And then you're going to put just a little bit of brown sugar. Just sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar, not a lot. Then you're going to put them in there and roast them 350 for about 15 minutes. And then you're going to take them out and you're going to make some. I can't get into the whip. Goat cheese, all right? It's a process, all right? You got to put it in a food processor with a little bit of heavy cream and, you know, a little pinch of salt. And you can put that underneath in a nice serving dish. And then you put those sweet potatoes, just put them in there nice. And then you're going to garnish it with a little bit of candy pecans on top. And maybe a couple sprigs of that sage from earlier. What's number three, Will?
Number three for me, I'm going with a vegetable.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be an unhealthy vegetable.
Damn right.
I'm going with Brussels sprouts.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
Like cooked in bacon fat.
Right. It's the only
crazy
way to go Brussels.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Isn't it funny how we hated Brussels sprouts as kids?
I had liked them even as a kid. I liked lima beans. I liked Brussels sprouts. I would eat all that stuff.
And I think the reason why I hated Brussels sprouts as a kid is probably most people. And this goes back to the trash food that we ate back in the 80s. Remember, the only way you could eat Brussels sprouts back in the day, Jeff, was bird's eye in a steamable bag.
Oh, yeah.
Or they would throw them in. It was like a boiling bag.
Yeah.
And your mom would throw it in a pot of boiling water and take it out. And they were just these gross, slimy.
Mushy. Yeah.
Looked like Kermit the Frog balls.
They were delicious.
I loved them. Hated them.
So good.
They were crap. They were like baby cabbages. And I didn't like cabbage when I was a kid. No kid did. But yeah, Brussels sprouts now, you slice them in half, you roast them, you know, like you said, throw some bacon in there, maybe some some caramelized onion action. They're really good. They're tasty.
I do Dijon and balsamic.
Boom.
Little olive oil, yeah. Bacon. Let that all cook and you yes. mix it up. Insanely good.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You can't beat it.
It's hard to beat.
And a lot of like upscale restaurants have really like really similar to what you just said. Nice balsamic, like deglazed, you know, like just add some fat to it.
Have you ever had Longhorns Brussels sprouts?
Uh-uh.
I think they actually deep fry them.
Yeah. Ooh.
And they got like a honey bacon.
Ooh, they dirty.
In there, yeah.
Okay.
Those are good.
You can fry anything. Number three for you, Jeffrey.
All right, well, Brussels sprouts went over a lot better than green beans did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine had bacon. You should have said green beans with bacon.
I should have. So my number three is dressing or stuffing with bacon.
Yeah.
Just trying to get on board here.
Now we're talking.
Because I just think, like, you get that turkey and just whether you're doing cranberry sauce with it or whether you're doing gravy on it, it's like whenever either of those gets onto the stuffing next to it or that dressing next to it, you just take that bite. It's just, it's got to be a part of it. It's kind of, I don't think of Thanksgiving dinner without it on the table.
We only eat it once a year, which is crazy. And I don't know how many times I've had that discussion. I'm like, what does stovetop stuffing do for the rest of the year to make money? Because it's for some reason it's taboo to eat it in April. Why don't we start a movement like a once a month stuffing club? Like,
I was a part of that club, but in college, completely. I'll tell you what, not a stovetop.
Happy Pride, sponsor. Everybody! Happy Pride.
But like, how weird would it? Can you imagine if you just came home one day and you just had a box of stuffing and you just made it to go on the side of dinner? Like, Leah would be like, "What are you doing?
You get Baker acted." You're like, my husband thinks it's November. I don't know what's going on.
This doesn't summer. Go with the pork loin. What are you doing?
This guy's weird. You just bring a big old pan of like of a stuffing to like a 4th of July party. Like, oh, what'd you guys make? Hot dogs? I made stuffing. They're like, get this guy out of here. This guy's a lunatic. It's 112 degrees outside.
Delicious, guys.
Number three for me, baby, is going to be my wife's cornbread casserole. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is a twist on a classic where, you know, you take the cornbread mix and you incorporate cream corn. And that's the only time I allow canned food in my house is when you have to. I'm not going to make cream corn from scratch. I can. Ain't. Not going to do it. I'm not shucking corn and then taking the kernels off. Ain't doing it. But, and that's her baby. I let her do it. She has three or four sides that she does. So, because I don't do all the work and she takes pride in cooking. So, it's just very, it has like a bread pudding kind of a texture to it.
Yeah.
It's very moist and just, it's basically cornbread pudding. It's delicious. So that's my number three. Getting close to the final. Will, what's number two?
I'm going with dressing on this one. A nice cornbread. In fact, the one I'm going to make is breakfast sausage, cornbread, and then I'm going to do the onion and celery.
Okay.
In mine. Yeah.
Just make sure you make the celery soft.
I was going to do chorizo. Sausage.
Ooh, nice. All right.
Okay. But I had to take it out of the casing, and I just didn't want to do that because it's gross.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I just got the chopped up breakfast sausage.
Okay. Yeah. I understand.
It's going to be just as good.
Totally fair.
Maybe even better. Chorizo's good and all, but
Does it make you feel weird when you have to peel the...
It's just gross. It makes you feel...
You have to peel the...
You squeeze it out of there.
You gotta cut it, and then...
Squeeze that wiener to get the stuff out of it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You got to peel the little sausage foreskin back.
Raw meat is gross. The only one that doesn't gross me out is steak.
Tartar.
But any meat that I have to handle is not, I'm not a fan. I just don't like it. I tried it and I don't like it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay if you try it. It's okay. Number two, Jeff.
This was brought up earlier. It's my number two because I love some Southern cooking. So mac and cheese is number two for me.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend right now makes his grandmother's recipe, which I know how you feel about. But we at least went back two generations to this one.
Okay.
And it's that one with condensed milk.
Yes.
It's that creaminess, that richness. It's all before things got healthy. So it's mac and cheese, but that like soul sticking Southern. Yeah. He's from South Carolina, so it's that Southern mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's the thing. If your mac and cheese, if the sauce breaks,
oh yeah,
and I can see oil, or it's not cheesy. These people that bake it and put a layer of cheese on top, and then you scoop into it, and that layer of cheese just kind of sticks to the spoon, and then underneath it's all these white noodles. That's the most racist I'll ever be. I'm like, what is this white crap?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's horrible. Yeah, it needs to be creamy. It needs to, like, just every bite just, yeah. Yeah, it's good. And don't get too crazy with it. People go a little too crazy. Lobster mac and cheese, good. Little truffle, good. Last time I was at Ocean Prime, they have both truffle mac and cheese and lobster mac and cheese. And I asked the waitress, has anybody ever put the lobster mac and cheese in the truffle mac and cheese like together? And she goes, I don't know, but we're about to do it for you, sir. And I go, God damn. I'm so horny right now.
Just mix them together, one scoop of each, and then swirl it around?
No, they just basically put lobster in their truffle mac and cheese.
Okay.
And Ocean Prime puts like a whole lobster in it.
Yeah.
It's stupid, dude.
Wow.
Well, it's like a $75 mac and cheese, but I have a discount there, so.
Nice.
I'm not paying full price.
Right.
I got family that works there.
That's what's up.
Holla, holla. Anyway, it reminds me, I want some Seven Oceans. I got to pick up a bottle. First time I ever had it there. It's bourbon. You never had it?
Oh, Jefferson's Ocean.
Or Jefferson's Ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know why
yeah,
I said yeah. so. Man, it's so good.
I actually have not had it, and I've seen it a bunch of times.
Really good. You'll like it.
I think the price tag scares me away.
It's not bad. I think it's like $80 a bottle, something like
that's,
that.
That's a lot.
Man, you're out there buying $400, $500 bottles of dumbest.
No.
He just was talking about Kirkland's Own brand
name. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you buy like a $200 birthday bottle?
Yeah, but that's one that I'm never going to see again.
Yeah.
And it sells online for like $800.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had to buy it. I'll never drink it. It's going to sit there forever until I either get married or divorced. It's not looking good for either one of those.
I understand.
Are we on number one?
No, number two. I haven't done mine yet.
He hasn't done his number two yet.
Oh, okay.
My number two. Did I say my...
I thought you said corn casserole.
Corn casserole is number three for me. Then we went around. You start. I'm last.
I felt like I was on number one now, though.
Nah, dude. As soon as I did my number two, then you're number one. It started with you. We're coming around the corner.
So wait, I had bread.
Uh-huh.
I had
mac
and cheese.
Yeah.
I had Brussels sprouts with bacon, and then I had dressing. So I'm on my number one.
Yeah, you will be.
Right now.
As soon as I do my number two.
As soon as you do yours. Uh-huh. Okay, got it.
Did I do my my dressing yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it has to be mashed potatoes.
Mm.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay. What about a nice baked potato? How do you feel about a baked potato on Thanksgiving?
You can bake the potato. You can roast the potato. You can do the potato any way you want as long as you mash it up after you do all of that.
Yep.
Okay. So no, just like a steakhouse steakhouse baked potato with all the fixings in it.
No.
No.
It's a little much for Thanksgiving because you're trying to spread.
You don't see it very often. That's what I was asking.
Well, because a loaded baked potato, that's going to take up all your belly.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving, you want to put a little dollop of everything on the plate.
Right.
That baked potato is going to just overpower everything. And Brussels sprouts can be over here like, hey, dude, how are you going to eat me? You got that big ass potato. And then potato's going to be like, shut up, bitch. You know what I mean?
Plus surface area on the plate. Mashed potato, you can build high.
Yeah, dude.
And it doesn't have to go wide. So yeah. You can get more stuff on your plate.
See,
that's
yeah.
That's just.
This is a guy that's been to an all-you-can-eat raw bar before.
Are we doing, let's say if you're doing a sweet potato, are you also doing a mashed potato?
Yes.
Or you
got
to pick one potato?
No, I think you can do both.
You can do both.
They're different.
Yeah, they are different. One's more, desserty. Yeah.
And let me give everybody out there listening the secret to good mashed potatoes. Do not boil your potatoes in water and drain them, causing too much work. And you're ruining all that delicious starch that the potatoes release. You boil your potatoes in milk. I just blew your goddamn mind. And then you blend them right up in that milk. You add some cream if you need it. You add butter in there. I throw a little truffle oil in mine. I like to make mine a little truffly. But that's what you do. You boil them in the milk. Then you just blend them up. You just mash them up. Not blend them. I use a masher. I like a hand masher because I like them to be a little thick, you know?
Right.
I don't want a puree. You mash them up right there in the pot, baby. I'm telling you. If you're watching Bone TV, it looks like I'm definitely not mashing potatoes right now.
I don't think Bone TV's on tonight, so you're safe.
That sucks. I was masturbating everybody. Just so you know. Number one, Will!
Number one. I'm going a vegetable, believe it or not.
Wow.
I'm going green bean casserole, Johnny B's green bean casserole.
Hell yeah.
That's the best one.
It's ridiculous. I got to be honest. Leah took it. I taught her how to make it 9 years ago. She's been doing it for several years now. She's good.
She taught her well.
I did.
It's excellent.
It is. I mean, it's like I said, it's from scratch. It's real green beans. It's a real mushroom cream sauce. It's a process, but it's very good. Jeffrey, number one, Jeff.
I'm shocked that Will, you didn't have mashed potatoes at all on your list.
No, I'm not a huge mashed potato guy.
That's
why I asked about the baked potato. I love a good baked potato, like steakhouse style, with the sour cream, butter, chives, bacon, all that. But I'm not huge on mashed potatoes.
And I think the issue with in my head on baked potato is really just the Thanksgiving dinner to me is that communal, like, hey, can you pass that? And I'm taking a scoop and you're doing all of that. And that becomes hard with the baked potato. Number one on my list is mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I just think, because, again, it's the same thing. When you start pouring gravy on that turkey and you pour it right over top of those potatoes and you get that scoop of the fork with all the bite, it's just, it works.
It is good.
Anything you could continue to put gravy on,
yes,
I am a fan of.
Plus, yeah, if you're somebody that's a multi-food forker like I am, mashed potatoes and with everything. Like, you can get a little bite of green bean casserole with mashed potatoes, turkey with mashed potatoes. Your cranberry sauce falls into your mashed potatoes, not a problem. You know, and then you're one of those people, you say, hey, it all goes in the same place. You know, mashed potatoes, it's the friend of every food.
If you have those stray whatever on your plate, you put a little mashed potatoes on the bottom of your fork, and you pick it all up like a garbage cleaner.
Yes.
And put it in your garbage mouth. Absolutely. That's what mashed potatoes are for.
Your big, fat garbage gullet. My number one is also my green bean casserole, Will.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is good. It's been my favorite. My mother was famous for her green bean casserole, but her recipe came from the side of a Campbell's soup label.
Yeah.
And I always enjoyed it very much.
As a kid, I did too, until I found out what real food was, and now I've ruined trash food for myself.
That's right.
I mean, some stuff I'll still do. Trash ass.
What is the recipe? Because maybe I'll try to make it on Thanksgiving Day. Because I know they're going to try to pull out some cans of soup on Thursday.
You diced onion, garlic, sliced mushrooms. You saute those down, sweat them down to their soft, and then you're going to add a little flour, and you're going to build a roux right on top of it, and you're going to do that with the heavy cream and a little bit of whole milk. And you're going to build this nice, thick, cream, you know, mushroom, onion, cream sauce, basically.
Yep.
Then you're going to boil or steam your green beans until they're tender. Then you get you a nice casserole dish. And you're going to layer, almost like lasagna, you're going to put a layer of green beans, pour that cream sauce over, another layer of cream, until you get that whole casserole dish full. And then you bake that whore up. And then you...
Seems easy enough.
Yeah, it's not hard at all, dude. But you're basically just making it's the cream sauce from scratch. That mushroom sauce. Instead of using canned mushrooms.
Right.
You know, canned soup. Yeah. And then once you've done it for so long, you just eyeball it. I'm sure there's real recipes where they're going to tell you exactly what to do, but I don't measure anything in my house. I just do certain dishes so much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Just like mac and cheese, you know, you should be able to build, you know, a bechamel, like a nice cheese sauce.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.